Welcome back to Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. The Lorraine Sports Hall of Fame induction ceremony takes place Saturday, May 19th at German's Villa in Vermilion. And throughout the next couple of weeks, we will be speaking to the inductees. And we're going to get things going here with the 1988 Lorraine High Steelman Girls Track Team. They're going to be inducted into this year's class. They were tagged as the little track team that could. We're going to find out why, as joining us right now is the head coach of that team, Mark Robbins. Mark, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for having me, Andy.
Well, Mark, this is a pretty fascinating thing because you get to be a part of a team that gets inducted into a Hall of Fame. Frequently what we will do is we'll ask people, you know, what were they thinking? Where were they when they found out they were being inducted? We certainly want to get into that, but it becomes a little more interesting when a team gets inducted. My first question to you is, how did you spread that message, and what was the reaction you got from the girls when they all found out that you guys were going in as a team?
Well, they were all just extremely excited. We actually spread the message through today's technology. We have, Facebook, and so immediately we contacted myself and my assistant coach, Rich Falk. We got in contact with a few of the girls that we had as friends on Facebook, and then they spread the word. And then a few people we had to actually get in contact because they weren't on Facebook. And we did a search and found out where they were at because they're spread out all over the country. And we managed to get a hold of just about everyone. And so it looks like at this point that we're probably going to have 10 to 11 of the young ladies with us at the banquet on the 19th.
Very cool stuff. Now,
it really has been exciting. From the standpoint that, we're excited for the fact that they're going in and for their achievements in 1988. But the interesting part of it all is to see where they're at now and what they're doing. And the success that they had in 88 is very much shows up in how successful they are now.
Did this come as a surprise to you? And I know a lot of people, when they hear that question, they think, well, yeah, a little bit, because, I mean, I think everybody approaches this with a humble sense of mind, knowing that, you know, maybe you don't always expect to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. But was that phone call a bit of a surprise to you, or is that something you had kind of been anticipating?
It came out of nowhere.
Okay.
This team was the team where Lillian Saez was the state champion in the 400 meters. And so she was inducted already as an individual. And I expected that. But as far as the team, I knew we had a unique story to tell. And so it really came as a surprise when I got the call. I immediately, of course, called my wife and told her, and then we started the process of, getting in touch with the girls. But it was a surprise, but a very pleasant one, and a well-deserved one, I might add.
No doubt about that. Again, the 1988 Lorraine High Steelman Girls Track Team is being inducted into the Lorraine Sports Hall of Fame on Saturday, May 19th. We're talking to the head coach of that team, Mark Robbins, here on Bullseye on the afternoon. I want to get back to that team moniker, the little track team that could and did. Tell us how that all came about.
Well, we started the season with 16 girls, and three of those girls were freshmen, and so they didn't have a whole lot of experience. So by the time the district meet rolled around, we had had a really good season. We finished 7-1 in dual and tri meets, and we were 5-1 in the conference. But by the time that district meet came along, we only had 13 girls for 16 events. And so basically what happened was our nemesis throughout the whole season was Elyria, they were the only team that beat us. And, you know, they beat us in a tri meet, and then they also beat us. They won the Irishore Conference, and we finished second. And but we also had other successes. We were third out of 20 teams in the Comet Relays, and sixth out of 15 teams in the Bay Relays. And then in the district meet, we finished first out of 20 AAA teams. But the little team that could, you know, with only 13 girls going in the district meet, everybody had to play their part. And the one thing we preached to these girls all season long was you have to be versatile, because we don't have a lot of depth. And so most of the athletes competed in three or four events, and the seniors competed in four. And so that day in Amherst, going up against Elyria and Lorraine Admiral King and Amherst and a host of other teams that were highly ranked, everything had to go right. I mean, there could be, you know, no false starts, no drop batons, no falling over a hurdle, and no improper lane exchanges, no missed handoffs. Everything had to go just right, and they performed flawlessly. And the Elyria coach at the time was the late Carol Bilo, and he came up to me after the meet, and he was just shaking his head, and he said, "Congratulations." He goes, "You guys did a great job." And it was just, it was a great moment for our girls. And Mr. Falk and I couldn't be more proud of that accomplishment. And then we sent, we had, I believe it was five girls to eight events in the regionals. And they all performed well, but, you know, the competition was steeper. And Lillian was the only one that came out of the regional. And Angie Moy, who was our 200-meter specialist, she finished fifth in the final, so she missed the state by one spot. And so then Lillian, of course, as history has recorded, went on to win the state championship. She ran a time of 54.85, which was, at the time, 0.05 of a second off of the all-time state 400-meter time, winning, best time. So, but she won by 20 meters. And had she been pushed, if there was anybody close enough to push her, I just feel like that she would have broken that state record that day. But that didn't happen, but she still won the championship. So, that's the real story behind the little team that could, because, you know, when it was first announced in the newspapers that we were being inducted, it said the 1988 girls, Lorraine High girls Steelman track team would be inducted. They finished tied for 15th in the state. Well, that was only part of the story. You just heard the rest. And so, yes, we're very thrilled. And by the way, the Lorraine Sports Hall of Fame informed me that we're only the second track team to be inducted, and we're the first girls track team to be inducted, and only, which was surprising, the fourth girls team to be inducted into the Lorraine Sports Hall of Fame.
Very impressive accolades, no question about that. Mark, you mentioned a word in there that really stood out to me, and that was versatility. And I think it says a lot about the versatility of that group, with five girls in eight events going to the regional meet. For those that maybe haven't spent a whole lot of time around track and field or track and field events, talk about just how challenging that can be. I mean, I think the number says a lot right there. Five girls in eight events. You guys really had no choice but to be versatile.
And that's exactly right. And we juggled the girls, I mean, all season long. We had to con and plead with them a lot of times to run events that, you know, they really, some of them really didn't want to run. we had sprinters that were, you know, specialized in the 100 and 200 meters. Well, we might have someone that had to run the 4x4, the mile relay. We might have needed someone to fill in a spot. So we take a 200-meter runner and say, you think you can do it? Yeah, I can do it. Because we trained them that way. I mean, we trained them. We did. We had all the sprinters do 800-meter repeats and 400-meter repeats. We had the distance runners run sprinting events. We had a girl that ran and specialized in the 800 meters. She threw the shot and disc once in a while. We had hurdlers that did sprints. We had sprinters that once in a while would try the hurdles. We would have them do that stuff during the week so that they could do things like that. We had girls that were sprinters basically, but because they had the speed, we put them in the long jump. Or some of them played basketball, and they were versatile in that they played other sports. And so we would have them do the high jump. And we just tried to fit girls in where we could. We tried to use their strengths to help our team. We even had an instance where this was an interesting one. One of the girls told me one of her favorite memories was when I woke her up from a nap to go run the 2 mile. And, you know, at track meets, sometimes you have downtime. And she was taking a nap, and I had to run over to her and say, Tammy, get up. You got to run. So she woke up. She went. She ran her best time for the season. It wasn't a school record, but it was her best time. And then we also had a time where our normal 3,200-meter runner, 2 mile run, she was having problems with shin splints, and she ran with that for a while, and we were worried about her, but she just wanted to keep going. Well, finally, she said, "I don't think I can go today." I said, "Fine." So I had a couple of these girls on my cross-country team. So I knew they could run longer distances, but they didn't do it a lot. So, but like I said, we trained them. A lot of times we would send the sprinters out on a couple-mile run. And so I went to Lillian, and I said, "Lily, I said, do you think maybe you could run the 2 mile today?" Now, she had, you know, she had already run three events. And I said, "We need you for the points." I said, "If we can win the city championship, if you score in this event." Well, she ran it. And she set the school record.
Unbelievable how that works. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the other thing I wanted to mention. This team broke 8 school records, and those are records that will never be broken because they're Lorain High School Steelman records.
Very cool stuff. Well. Wait, Mark, yeah. This is a lot of fun. So many great stories that came out of this incredible group, and I'm sure you guys will have an absolute blast at the induction ceremony on Saturday, May 19th. Mark, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, hey, thanks. I really appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely, and congratulations on being inducted into the Hall of Fame. Sounds like there will be some great stories to tell on Saturday, May 19th. All right, time for a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We will return with more after this on AM 930 WEOL.